Let me explain why we should remove CO2 from the air. Well, essentially, to achieve climate targets, we have to do two things. First and foremost, we have to reduce as much CO2 as we can. On top of that, we also have to remove CO2 from the atmosphere. Why do we need to do that? Because we will be unable to reduce all CO2. There will always be a small pillar of CO2 remaining, and that needs to be removed in turn to bring it to a net zero. Also, there are historic emissions. We are about to emitting too much, and we might need a technology or means to remove historic emissions. So this is the reason why we're doing that. The size of the challenge, according to climate science today, is that we have to remove 2 to 20 billion tons of CO2 from the atmosphere by 2050. Now, how are we doing it? And Anna-Marie already gave a brief explanation to it. We are essentially building very large machines that do have ventilators, and you can imagine those machines suck in air containing obviously CO2, and the machines release again air without CO2. And on the side, we obtain a stream of pure CO2 that we filtered from the air. Now, the big question is, what are we doing with that CO2 that we filter? And we pump that CO2 underground for permanent storage. As you alluded to, we just commissioned the world's largest, it's called, like our field is called direct air capture. We commissioned the world's largest direct air capture and storage facility in Iceland, where we have a storage partner there called Carbfix. And they are taking the CO2 Climeworks is filtering from the air and pump it several hundred meters down the ground in porous rock. The rock is called basalt. And for those who have their camera turned on, I brought a little sample with it. Maybe you can see it. It's a gray rock, like the pristine rock, and you can see white dots on this rock. And the white dots is the mineralized CO2 that we pump underground. So essentially, what we're doing is we capture CO2, pump it underground, and in the underground, it's turned into stone. This is why we're doing that. This is an especially permanent way, and an especially safe way, and an especially additional way of removing CO2 from the air. There's no question that this stone will turn into gas anywhere in the future. Like, this is permanent for thousands, even hundred thousands of years, and in such locking away the CO2 permanently. Now, what are we doing, or what are we offering to people? We offer people the service to permanently remove CO2 from the air. On the one hand, we're currently offering that to people as well as to companies. On the people side, people like Bill Gates are using our service. Just last week, we announced a partnership with a band called Coldplay. You might know they are using our service for net zero touring. On the company side, we have companies like Microsoft, Stripe, Shopify, The Economist, Audi, Swiss Re working together with us. Now, from the platform that we established in Iceland, we are aiming to scale 10x in capacity every 2 to 3 years so that we will be at million ton capacity in the second half of this decade. And from there, scale to gigaton removal capacity by 2050, which is precisely what climate science asked us to do. And well, I hope you find that inspiring on our journey to inspire a billion people to remove CO2 from the air.
Definitely inspiring.